saying trouble light or blow, and that was all she wrote. He'd be making like a feline, heading for the borderline, going for broke, saying one more hit or do it. This joint ain't nothing to it. One more for the road.
Hi, I'm Cory Doctorow of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.
Something's wrong with the morning. If he doesn't call to say hello and ask me what I'm going to do for the rest of the day.
Every time. proof, but sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expected present company, just laugh it off, it's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company makes me want to stay.
You're now listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Test Free Form Radio. Sorry for the tardiness. You know, it was one of those days where it's just like preparing for snow, but we all knew that It just wasn't going to be snow. But I was just kind of literally gazing outside wishing that it was more snow. Like, I mean, am I the only one? Am I crazy here? Like, I'm sorry. The more I live in New England, the more I just love snow. I used to hate it. I loved snow when I was little because that meant we didn't have to go to school. But then as I got older and got a vehicle, you're realizing when you live right in Boston and you have a car and you have snow emergencies, it's a pain in the bum bum. And then eventually over time, it became not an issue and snow became fun again. And it's been such an actually wonderful winter. I think it's been a wonderful winter. And I'm sorry, we're kind of late on our meditation. We're totally late on our meditation. I know you were wondering that, asking for that, waiting for that. So I'm not going to sit around and bore you about the weather, but instead get to your meditation. This is amazing. We're doing our love thing. This is the love movement. And this is our second show dedicated to love. Happy Valentine's Day. It's tomorrow. So it's tomorrow and the love is raising. So we're doing all songs about love. So we're going to have a really good show because, you know, the vibrations are going to be wicked high. It's just going to be love, 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 everything about love, magic, joy, and our angels, and inviting in all of our angels to be here with us in this moment. Of course, we're going to have our angels here. Like, we wouldn't have it any other way. So if you're just tuning in, we're Paranormal Playground Sounds here, celebrating love giving and receiving. And let's get into our meditation. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Inhale, big inhale, big exhale. Inhale and exhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale and exhale. You have entered this most magical time right now. Thank you for joining me and thank you for showing up for yourself. We are here to hold and set an intention for love. We're here to hold and set an intention not only for love, but self-love first. We must fill ourselves up with that love because sometimes we want to give out love and we want to give love, but we cannot give from a cup that's empty. We cannot give from anything we don't have. So it's most important to start the show off and to start this energy off with at least giving ourselves love. And even if by the end of the meditation or by the end of the show or even by tonight you don't feel that self-love, you are still making an attempt to attract that and to manifest that and to have this be your goal. So wherever it is you are, whether you love yourself, whether you don't love yourself, whether you're in between, you're welcome here. And you're welcome here with the angels right now. So let us breathe. Like inhale, exhale. This is the cosmic beginning. Happy new moon that just arrived recently in Aquarius. It's been a little bit of a topsy-turvy right there, but it's good. New moons are always good and they're great for manifesting and exploring and being in the magic. Where is it that your heart is in your heart center? Let's go to our heart center. Let's ground with our heart center. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. You are beautiful. You are relaxed. In these inhales, we're going to do these affirmations with the heart. So wherever it is, whether you're lying down, whether you're sitting, whether you're walking, wherever you're going, wherever it is that you're doing, let the love of spirit be here with you. Wash and cleanse. Wash and cleanse. You are magnificent. Now, as you put your hand on your heart and your feet on the ground, even if you're not sitting, it's okay. Just imagine that your feet are on the ground. We're going to imagine roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. And we're going to put our hand on our heart and we're going to say these affirmations. And you can say your own, or you don't have to say any at all, or just listen and be with yourself. But take in this energy that we're giving out that is in the intention of love. I am abundant in love. All of my actions and decisions shall be rooted in the intention of love. When I need direction, when I need to make important decisions, I do my best to have them grounded and come from the center of love. My infinite nature reminds me that I am pure love. For if I cannot be created nor destroyed, that is the true evidence of being loved and being in harmony with life. I am pure gold. I am the symphony that the cosmos plays at night when the stars light up for the skies of the earth plane. I am the symphony of joy and well-being. Breathe into the spontaneous good. Breathe into the magic and what it holds and how you are so divinely beautiful. You are magic. Exhale. Inhale love. Inhale love, exhale life. Imagine the love surrounding you. You're so beautiful. Imagine an orb of beautiful light. That red orb, not only does that red represents the Valentine's Day holiday, but that red represents the security, the protection, the passion, the energy that comes from within. And to begin, we must root ourselves and we must ground ourselves in that royal, royal color of red. We must ground ourselves in that strength of red, of the ruby red. Feel how good it feels to be awake and alive. Feel how good it feels to be awake and shield of white light and healing energy. Head all the way down to your feet. We ask our angels to come forth and help us to bring in more love and more clarity. Help us to bring in more guidance. Fill ourselves up, ourselves, our being, our body, everywhere that we need self-love. We ask Infinite Spirit in this moment to bring this to us and to help us manifest this and fill us up with that self-love that we desire. We remove ourselves from the story of the world that told us that we were not good enough. We remove ourselves from the story of the world that told us we were not worthy of love, that we were just not worthy, that we were disempowered, that we were not powerful, and that we should be ashamed. We take that story and we just let it go. We don't have any negative feelings towards it. We just say, oh, that was cute. Now it's time for you to, yeah, go. And now it's time for me to have a new belief. That new belief right now is that I'm powerful. I'm strong. I'm a bright light. I'm connected to my higher self. Notice all your guardian angels coming down, healing you and washing over you and putting that beautiful light around you that you need to self-love, where you need love and where you need protection and you need clarity. Feeling the love of spirit following you right now. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Feel that love that is surrounding you right now. Feel how good it feels to be healed and know that you can be healed. Feel how good it feels to just be alive and be in the moment. Life is good. There's so much to be grateful for. There's so much to be happy about. And let's just jump into that. We deserve to jump into that. We deserve to jump into certainty. We deserve to just have knowing and that confidence of pure connectedness with spirit. A moment to clear and cleanse. So there you have it. This is our guided meditation for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. A guided meditation to fill ourselves up with love, appreciation, and gratitude, because we cannot be able to pour out more love until we have it within ourselves. So happy Tuesday. Happy beautiful, beautiful February 13th, day before Valentine's Day. And I hope you're feeling good. I hope we can enter into this field. And we're going to play some lots of love music. So get ready to just feel good. What do we have here? Is this Dean Martin I see? I think it is. And with Everybody Loves Somebody. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Please stay tuned. We are here until 8 p.m. with your 2 hours of supernatural fix of the week. Woo!
Somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
If I had it in my power,
I would arrange for every girl to have your charm. Every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone.
There. of love. Y'all now know what I'm talking about. Sigh, little dear. Cry just a little. And let that old wind just blow right on by, little yeah. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. I'm talking about y'all. When this whole world gets tired of us, we'll have each other and all its charm. When this whole world gets through with us, we'll have each other's arms. Yeah, yeah. Cry a little, sigh just a little.
That was actually surprising. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Taft Street from Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. Oh, that was that actually, I was surprised with that even though, you know, I did put that song on, that was the Otis Redding. And that was the version of the Glory of Love, which was done by, I actually do not know exactly the name of the artist who originally did that, but I know it was a doo-wop group. And, you know, it was very slow, and it is a very slow tempo. But actually, when I first heard that song, it was on that movie Beaches with what was her name? Bette Midler, and I think it was Barbara Streisand, but I'm pretty sure Bette Midler was in it. But it was that movie Beaches, and when they were showing her when she was lit, like portraying her when she was little, and she was on stage, and she was like, "You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little," and they did, and it was so cute. But that's, you know, I remember that. That's why I like so much of the oldies and the oldies, because like when I was younger, that's what I was exposed to a lot. Nobody played it for me. It was just something that, it was one of those things that was kind of like it was like reoccurring in the early 90s, and so I kind of just grabbed onto it and I liked it. So yeah, anyways, we have so much more coming in on this 2-hour special. It's always a 2-hour special. We have the Shamanic Journeying. I've had my drum. Woo! Finally. I did bring it last time. Don't worry. I have it. So I was forgetting it a couple times, but I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be forgetting it. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of God's work. It's all part of Spirit's work. And it all works out anyway. So, I'm just loving this. All this song's about love. Did you like the cardigan? Yeah, I put the cardigans in. Ow! So anyways, here we go. So we will basically, we'll be in touch. We'll be, no, I'm not leaving, but I'm giving you a PSA, and we'll be back with some music. And then don't worry, I'll be back with Shamanic Journeying and the Angel Message. I can't wait. Last week's show was just full of so much emotion and so much full of emotional love, you know, talking about Melinda Wilson and her spirit and her energy, and pulling out the love card was the very first card that they, you know, that they pulled out. And it was so miraculous. So I can't wait to see what message we have for today. They're all messages about, they're all going to be messages about love. all throughout February. This is love giving. So love giving and love receiving. So stay tuned after this message.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Waiting there, oh boy. Give me back my ring. her sunshine in your smile. Give her pleasure all the while. Turn her thoughts from clouds of gray. Give her strength to face each day. Give her laughter, be her friend. Stay beside her till the end. But in giving all else above, don't forget to give her in giving all else above. Don't forget to give her love.
Ooh. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, the Boston Medium. And this is all about love giving. Give her love. That's right. Give her love. Give her love. Give him love. Give us all love. Love giving. Of course you know I'm going to play the Frank Sinatra. Of course you know I'm going to put on Old Blue Eyes. You know, you know, you know, you know. Anyways, how's everybody doing out there? It is 6:45. We're having a blast here at WMFO. I like to say we when there's nobody except me here, because we are having a spiritual party. There's spirits here. There's angels here. There's everybody here assisting and guiding us. This is Aquarius, baby. What's going on here? This is the time where we're going to just be coming collectively of innovative thoughts and innovative practices and just doing things a completely different way and just kind of really setting the tone for our unprecedented self, you know? And spring is right around the corner. I know everybody's getting antsy. I know everybody's just like, okay, we've had it with the cold weather. There's not even any winter. There's not even any snow. There's not even a winter wonderland. At least let there be some sunshine, springtime, and lollipops and candy all around me. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So life is good. Life is good. The harmonizing of love and just love giving and just the magic of it and just filling it up. And it's not just the sentimental thing. You know, it's not like this sugary thing. It's not like this chocolate cotton candy thing. It's a force. Love is a force. Love is this magnificent thing that is keeping all of us alive right now. It's this magnificent thing that is the glue to all of our reality that is coming into check, that is coming into being a part. And right here, right now, and we're all experiencing this. So to just think about everything, if we could just, you know, we could cure so much. We could cure so much health problems. We could cure so much anxiety and so much fear with love. We could do so much if we could focus, and we could focus our brains. There's so much distractions we face in the world constantly, more than there's ever been, now that we have technology and now that we have iPhones and now that everything is smart this, smart that. And it can be distracting, but it's never the technology. It's never the device. It's us who is in control of our attention. So if we're picking up on stuff all throughout the day and we're picking up on things that aren't so great, where is that time to protect? And where is that time to think about the things you love? If it's so easy to get distraught and get down about what we're feeling or whatever it is that we don't like about ourselves or like about other people or whatever it is about situations, and we can hang on to them so tight. Why is it so easy to hang on to things we don't want, but it's not easy to grasp and hold on to the things that we love, you know? So it's a good idea and it's a good energy to be able to focus on, what do I love? So could you just do that for right now? Imagine yourself being able to, in this moment, say to yourself, oh my God. And check out, okay, five things. Can you say five things to yourself that you love and actually be in it and actually revel in it? So what is one thing? For example, I'll say it, Beach Boys. So for example, I'll think of Beach Boys and I'll just revel in how it makes me feel when I hear them spontaneously on the radio. How it makes me feel when I see their pictures pop up in my feed or I hear their music. Oh, see, this feels good. It feels good to think about it. I love this. I love them. I love the sound. I love their their blue and white striped shirts. You see, love not only becomes something that is a sensation that we can feel, but it's also becoming an intertwined with a remembering and visualization about what is it that we love about this thing. Do you love cats? What is it that you love about cats? Can you feel what it's like to be in a little kitty cat's presence? Can you feel what it's like to when they cuddle upon you and just love you and just purr and their fur and their cuteness and their paws and their like everything about them? Can we go into detail about the things we love? How much can we go into detail? And if you take that into contrast and understand how much we go into detail about the things we don't love. You see, we go into the ickiness, we think about it, we keep obsessing about it, we keep just going over and repeating, but what if this happens, but what if that, oh, I don't like that about this person. What if we could just take that and just start dissecting what we love about a situation? It would make things so much more less complicated, right? It would make things less complicated, and your life would truly be an abundance of magic. So speaking in abundance of magic, how about let's go with some doo-wop with the Monotones with the Book of Love? Yeah. So take that in with you, visualizing, feeling what we love and how that can really take us out of a crappy state that we don't want to be in. I love you so much. Here's a Monotone with Book of Love. We'll be back soon.
Who wrote the Book of Love? The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the Book of Love?
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this Book of Love. Ours is the one that's true.
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love? The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give me just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the Book of Love?
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game. Two and love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Hoo-wee! So, we're going to kick it off right now. We're going to always kick it off here with some magic. And I hope you like that. What was that? That was Buddy Holly with Words of Love, and you got Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E. in the Monotone's Book of Love. This is, oh, wow. This is just a magic, a ripping playlist is what I'd like to say. Anyways, I hope you're feeling the vibrations. I hope the love is washing over you. I hope you're feeling it and connecting it. I'm getting really excited for this shamanic journey that's about to come up at 7:05. I know that I'm going to be pouring in more, and then the vibration of love is just going to keep going, and it's just going to keep at it. And thank you, Spirit, for being here with us. Thank you, Infinite Angels, for the clearing and the healing. We're asking for this healing right now. We need this healing. We really, really need this healing. I need this healing. We all need this, because we all need love. No matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you do, we need love. It is the core. It is the life we breathe. And we need to share that love. Love is the answer right here. So I'm happy to... Ooh, this is a good one. The Ronettes. Yes. Don't you love the Ronettes? Oh, and this is going to be a good one. So brace yourself for this. Anyways, we'll be back.